Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Steve Smith in for Adrian Kolbo today, and it is getting to be summertime. We've got a big event happening, of course, a big event all summer long. I've got Becky Kempers from the Sioux City Farmers Market. What's your official title, Becky?
So I'm the market manager.
Market manager. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. She's the market manager for the Sioux City Farmers Market, and we're getting close to opening day. And
yes.
There's a big event going on this weekend, too, which is this vendor-oriented, or what's going
on? Yeah, so it's a Sioux Land Garden Show that's going on this weekend, and it'll be the 5th and the 6th.
Okay.
And there's different times for that. You can check them out on Facebook. But
the 5th and the 6th or 6th and 7th?
The 5th and the 6th.
Okay, so today
Friday.
And tomorrow.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So today and tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes. And so what that's going to entail is the Iowa State Extension Office, in partnership with the Nebraska one, they're putting on a garden show where they'll have different vendors come in. We'll have a winter farmers market featuring some of our vendors that come down to the market as well. Lots of speakers. They're going to do an insect zoo there as well. And 12 and under are free. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it'll
so
be fun.
So an indoor farmers market. Talk about that. What does that entail? You've got some of your vendors that you've had for for years there?
Absolutely, yeah. So if you were part of the market last year, you had the option to come down as a vendor to the Winters Farmers Market and set up shop there. So this year, Doe's and Diva Dairy, they're going to be there. Jana from Honey Creek, Iowa, she's going to be there. We have Lucy and Woody Soaps, they're going to be there as well. Norb and Rulin, they do yard art, so a lot of ironwork and fancy stuff for your yard.
Like a blacksmith?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have 12 vendors that are going to be there. Coffee Nosh are going to be there too, serving up food, their breakfast bowls and stuff like that. So it's going to be fun.
Excellent. So that's going to be in in South Sioux?
Yes, South Sioux at the Delta Hotel Center. And then the hours today are going to be from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m.
And oh, wow. Then, so it goes late today.
Yeah. So it goes late today. And then Saturday, tomorrow, it's going to be 9 until 6 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. So what's going on at the farmer's market that's new this year? Do you have any new vendors lined up, or are you still kind of sealing the deal on the old vendors?
Yeah, we
old vendors, but
sure.
Your previous vendors.
So we have had some new applicants apply, and we're still going through those applications and getting those sorted out. So we should have some pretty good idea of what will be there in the next week or two after I get those sorted out. But as far as events go, last year we partnered with the Sioux City Fire and Rescue. They came down and set up a booth and did some education to the public for hands-only CPR.
Because they're not doing the mouth-to-mouth anymore, right? Is that what that is?
Yeah, so it's hands-only CPR until the ambulance get there and the emergency response show up. And so they were able to make 622 contacts just being down at the market. Okay. And then we're also going to be partnering with the Siouxland Blood Bank and hosting some blood drives down there as well. Sculpt Siouxland, they're going to be doing their artistry thing down there. We're going to host them again this year. So it's going to be, there's lots of fun stuff that's going to be going on.
So what's the typical vendor do? I know it's kind of the down season, obviously, for farming mm-hmm. in the wintertime and growing gardens and things. What do your vendors do over the winter months?
Rest. they work really hard. That back end, heavy lifting, that heavy load stuff at the back end is they work really hard during the summer, getting crops planted, seeds, growing, harvesting, and then getting the crops and bringing them into the farmer's market. That's a lot of work. They're preparing for, during the wintertime, they're preparing for the summer season. So, ordering seeds, mapping out their garden, where they're going to grow stuff, how long it's going to grow. We have the cornucopia, they do CSAs. So on their Facebook page, they've been posting their greenhouse and what that looks like right now as far as their plants, how big they are, what they're growing and what they're seeding. So
now early in the year, is there a chance for people to buy gardening plants? Like if you wanted to get tomato plant, do you have people that sell those during the year at the farmer's market?
Yeah. So at the beginning of the year, Sea Brown Gardens, they'll come down. Clint will have some already grown tomato plants so you can take home with you mm-hmm. and plant those in your garden and have fresh tomatoes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So what else do you have at the farmer's market? When are the hours this year? Are they same hours as usual? And just let's do a refresher because the farmer's market hasn't been open since October, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we run May through October. So that's a 6-month period. And we have Wednesdays and Saturdays, which that equals 52 events a year. And 8 to 1 are ours. And we're going to be located at the same place, which is just west of the Tyson Event Center down there. Yeah, May 1st through October 26th, Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Okay. Yeah. Like what if somebody has an idea for maybe something that they would like to contribute, maybe it's a gardening, maybe it's like produce, maybe it's some kind of art, maybe it's some sort of other thing. Are you still kind of waiting to hear from your returning vendors to find out when new people can sign up, or how does that work?
So we received all of our returning vendor applications from last year. And so our produce category is full. But if you have like homemade goods, like craft items and stuff like that, that you want to bring down and do as a daily vendor, which you can come try it out, see if it works for your business, if that's something you want to invest in for your business, try it out and then see if you want to convert over to a full season vendor. So we do have kind of the arts, like the craft, Norb, he does the lawn art. And so his is kind of like a niche. Mm-hmm. He does a little niche thing. But yeah, if you have something that's unique that we already don't have at the market, yeah, absolutely fill out an app. You can find those at farmersmarketsiouxcity.com on our website. Send those in, and I'm there to answer any questions.
So how does the farmers market, how do you work with the city? What's your role within bringing in people downtown and increasing foot traffic down there?
So we set up every Wednesday and Saturday. And those two events, when we do those, it's a family event. So we have a lot of families that come in from all over the tri-state area to come and visit us and experience. We have live music every Wednesday and Saturday. You can get ready to eat, stuff like that, foods and stuff. It's just the atmosphere that it brings down to the downtown area. It's really unique because we only run May through October. And once April comes, everybody's excited to get back outside, considering it had just snowed this week. But
right.
Yeah, but it's something that everyone looks forward to every summer. It's that kind of family special event that brings everybody together.
How far do the vendors come from? I mean, what kind of the footprint is that? How far away do they come from?
We have, so Jana right now, she lives in Honey Creek, and that's about an hour and 15-20 minute drive for her. Every Saturday she'll come up.
Oh, wow.
We had a gentleman in the past come down from New Holland, Minnesota. He sold raspberries, and it kind of depends on if you have a niche product that isn't within like a 100-mile radius, then we would review what your product is and then see if it would fit into our market.
So like, say you have a product that is only, because things ripen and then they tend to be done. And then, so if you have like one product, like say raspberries, and you just want to be in the farmer's market maybe 1 or 2 weeks out of the year, is that something that's doable too?
Yeah, so like fruit vegetables. So if you have, our fruit vegetables, that's not a thing, you guys.
Like a tomato. A tomato seems like a vegetable, but it's actually a fruit. Maybe that's what a fruit vegetable is.
So if you are a fruit producer, yeah, you have the option to come down as a daily vendor and sell your products that are in season then. Produce vendors, we ask that you would sign up to do a full season membership with us.
So what's the definition then of a produce vendor?
So anyone that sells vegetables, potatoes, tomatoes, corn on the cob, watermelons, I suppose that's a fruit, but any kind of vegetable like that, that would be classified as a produce vendor that you would come down and be with us for the full season.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then people like have just pumpkins or something like that can be a daytime vendor, or
we actually classify that as kind of like our produce vendors.
Okay.
Because we want to steer clear of someone just coming in to maybe just get rid of those items.
Right.
For one day. We would like them to, we want to help them build their business and therefore, to be consistent like that and maybe grow some other stuff too to come for the full season.
So the market itself is, what is it, May 1st? Is it the begin May 1st?
Yeah, so May 1st, that's a Wednesday. So that's when we'll do a soft opening. And then that Saturday, we'll kind of roll out into the bigger the bigger opening.
Okay. Sioux City Farmers Market, it's Wednesdays and Saturdays, every Wednesday and Saturday.
Yep.
Every single one?
Every single
even
one.
Even Saturday in the park?
From May 1st, you betcha, through October 26th.
Okay. Oh, Becky Kemper is the market manager for Sioux City Farmers Market, has been with me talking about the event that's coming up this weekend, actually meaning today and tomorrow at where?
The Delta Hotel Center in South Sioux.
Okay, and that's going on tonight until 9 o'clock, tomorrow from 9 until 6?
Yep, so tonight it is 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then tomorrow it'll be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, and then the market itself, farmer's market itself, opens up on Wednesday, May 1st, sort of. It's a soft opening, as they say, and then officially on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th.
Yes.
And that's right down by the Tyson Event Center. Becky, been nice having you here on Food for Thought, and thank you for tuning in. For regular host Adrian Kolbo, and on behalf of my guest Becky Kempers, thanks for tuning in today, and thanks for listening to Food for Thought.